direction. I think that's like the main focus. You know, we just talk about that. But like, when we first started out, it was like trying to make some things, you know, our industry. You know, it's like, I'm grinding. I don't know what's gonna happen next. Then I die, it's like, all this, like, you know, we can see shit. It's going from straight passion, you know, and desire.
Dudes like this, dire diagnosis. Humanity in a state of nature, atrocious. Life before laws, nasty, brutish and short. Whose laws though? I explode. He's taken aback, jaw hanging slack. Of course, I suppose to you, colonialist massacre. Coercion and enslavement was a civilizing force. A cultural, moral, material resource. But the rising tide won't lift all boats. And exploitation won't keep us afloat. He stares at me, his face blank, still shocked I'd speak my mind. Even to this Hobbesian nightmare I try to be kind. Gentler now, it's anti-historical. People lived in remarkable cooperation for hundreds of thousands of years before the laws of men like Hobbes. We're a social animal. Finally, he retorts, it's metaphorical. Okay, but my point is the assumptions and intuitions at play. Maybe not that dependable? Anyway, my dude, we're just better than that. You don't have to go counterfactual. Just look at the facts. That the social covenant just so happens to be more beneficial to certain types of people. Meanwhile, trying to gaslight us into believing protection is equal. Who want to ignore the part where protection ends, civic obligation ends. Then you wonder why people have to take to the streets. Why they're telling tales and bringing receipts. Bellum omnium contra omnes, he repeatedly says. Even with laws, there's people who don't care, or never share. Sure, but why do you want our whole society to revolve around those few? We could start something new, pause for a view. In those laws there might be stuff that's true, but they're couched in the frameworks of the men who made them, and the cultures that in turn shape them. Their insight trapped in the amber of their time and place. If there's life in these ideas, then they'll find a way. They'll not go to waste, even if some others fall from grace. Oh, you know better than Kant and Hobbes and Plato. No, he sneers, the red of his face now matching his ears. That's not what I'm saying, no. But here's what I do know. Those men you mentioned were flawed just like we are. Human just like we are. Seeing a tiny piece of what's there, just like we are. We're supposed to build on this. Stand on the shoulders of giants to help us see above the clouds. And say what we see up there out loud. We didn't build this city alone. We built it together. The best of what we leave behind will be here forever.